What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And this is the Hooligans, and we are recording remotely.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's right. None of us are in the same place right now. I'm currently in Care's old bedroom because it's like the quietest place in the house.
I'm in my apartment with Thor.
I'm in my house with mice, probably.
Oh, no.
Is the sea also there?
She's not here. Like, she's not next to me.
But are the mice?
Oh, probably. They're probably watching me right now.
From the shadows.
Yeah.
Gotta give them a good show. give them the old razzle dazzle.
Oh, man. Ratzel dazzle.
I should bring Thor and see if he eats them.
Yeah.
Oh, you should. But should he be eating, like, just random mice?
No. Why? Probably not. They could have rabies.
Yeah.
They could be diseased.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him eat one. He can eat spiders, though, which he has.
So we're going to start out with there was an incident, because this was a pretty major incident, and it's called the shovel.
The shovel.
There was an incident.
So, dangerous. Cub, would you like to start the story of the shovel, since you were the one who had the idea?
Well, what was this, circa 1985, probably? Or,
I mean,
because we none were of all us alive. Were alive.
Probably 2005, right?
No, I would definitely say not. Like 97 or 98.
Probably around that time.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's probably pretty likely.
We liked to be outside. We liked to have fun. We'd like to go play. And so we were going to play some wiffle ball of sorts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, you had the good old plastic yellow bat.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes.
I bet everyone had that bat.
Yeah. But sometimes they failed. And so, you know, we needed something else. During this failure of the yellow plastic bat, we looked in the tub of things or the garage or something.
Somewhere.
And unfortunately, the main thing we decided to use was a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A plastic shovel. I mean, like it was wooden, but like the end was sort of like hard plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't very big either. I mean, I don't think it was like an adult shovel.
No.
Was it?
No, because, well.
Because it was sort of baseball bat sized.
Yeah.
Well, so,
for
I mean.
For us, though, it would probably. Sorry, Cub. For us, it probably was like similar to like a full sized shovel proportionally, you know.
Yeah. But anyway, we had our positions and. I believe, Care, were you up to bat?
I was up to bat, yes. It was my turn.
I was pitching.
With the shovel.
I was pitching, and Lyle was catching.
Dutifully.
Dutifully, although.
He was too close.
A little too close, and that's why we have the incident. Care took a nice big hack at the ball, and sliced Lyle's face open.
I mean, it sounds worse when you say it that way, but it still was bad.
I'm adding some flair to it, you know.
It hit me in the nose and
right across the bridge of the nose.
And I remember it was all bleeding, and we had to go get Mom.
Oh,
which was typical.
Who I'm sure was thrilled.
Yeah. First, you broke your leg. Now your nose is injured.
Oh, man.
But eventually, I don't know if I went to the hospital, probably.
Probably to get stitches.
Yeah, and it was not broken, but it did need stitches. And I recall that the stitches were blue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
It was like a perfect slice.
Yeah, I seem to recall it. Yeah, like it was just a line.
Why were you so close to me?
I was just trying to be the best catcher that I could be. Dad's favorite player is Johnny Bench. I probably subconsciously just wanted to be that good.
I mean, probably not.
Probably not. I was just probably too close to you.
Yeah.
So, like, Cub decided we should use the shovel.
Yeah.
I actually used the shovel, yeah, and you were too close. Yeah.
So, I would say, I don't know, it's probably like 50-40-10 here.
No, you need more fault than 10%.
Like 40 years old.
You were too close.
You were way too close. You could have been
farther away.
Oh.
I'm going to say like 30-30-30.
Who
and
gets
then
the 10?
Random error all in right life.
Error.
All right.
The air, the resistance when I was swinging back.
Yeah.
So yeah, that just, I mean, it just reminds me, we used to play like baseball out in the yard all the time, and we had set rules because there were only three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So
ghosties.
Yeah, we had ghosties where like you would bat and you would get to say first, and then there would be a ghost on first because you couldn't bat again if you were running.
First base was the well.
Yeah, there's like a little well leading
under the
window. Yeah. Second
was the fence.
Yep.
Third was
the gate.
Was it the gate or was it the garage, like the edge of the garage?
No, it was the gate.
Oh, okay. And then home was the sidewalk.
There.
Yep.
Yep. But that's the story.
It was definitely an incident.
It was definitely an incident. But
not
moral,
our best moment.
No, the moral of the story, there are multiple. One, if you're going to play baseball and you don't have a bat, don't use a shovel.
Nope.
Probably a good idea.
And two,
play basketball or something else.
And two, if you are playing with a shovel, don't stand behind the person who's batting.
Yes. How old were you?
I think I was like 4.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you broke your leg and then you got hit in the face with a shovel.
Yeah. That was pretty much it, though. I think that's really the extent of my my injuries.
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, at least I didn't break my toe running through the house.
That did happen to me.
Kara's the only one who's never broken anything.
Oh, yeah. I thought I did last year when I slammed my finger in the door, but didn't.
Man, I've injured myself a lot.
Would you like to go through them?
Broken wrist, broken pinky toe.
Mom was laughing at you with the pinky toe.
Torn ACL.
That's pretty bad.
That was not good. And a pretty bad ankle sprain. And now that I'm thinking about all this, they were all left side.
Oh, man. Yep. Your left side has betrayed you.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I use my right hand, so clearly it's the non-dominant.
My left side has never betrayed me.
Oh, man.
Well, what was mine? Mine was my right leg. I guess that's really the only.
Yeah, I've never broken anything. I've never sprained anything. Dang. I should.
You just do it. Hey guys, we're gonna break my arm now.
Well, I guess I should just break this.
Seems reasonable.
So we're gonna move on, and we went between a couple topics before we settled on this one, but I think it's a good one. Our favorite candies.
Oh,
because I've got some strong opinions here.
I have a weakness for all candies.
I do too. I love chocolate.
Anything sweet?
Oh,
definitely.
I will start by saying that, like, my weakness is more for chocolate than like fruity candies like Skittles or Starburst.
Yeah, me too.
So, I'm going to start with a typical one. I'll save my best ones for later. But Snickers.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a Snickers.
You can't. They're so
good.
I do
like Snickers. However, I think they might be a tad overrated.
I mean,
they're definitely overrated.
But do you ever eat one and you're like, why did I eat
never.
That?
But never. I have done that with a Three Musketeers.
Ooh, I like Three Musketeers. I used to like them more trick-or-treating. I don't know if it was just like the time. I don't usually get them now.
What is it? It's just nougat, right?
Yeah, I used to bite off all of the chocolate around it and then like mush the nougat into a nice rectangle, like a better rectangle, and eat it.
That's pretty intense.
So this just, I thought of something because at work yesterday, I noticed this. They had a big bowl of like fun size candies from Halloween. And what was left was mostly Skittles and Three Musketeers. And Skittles, I kind of get it. It's not chocolate. You know, it's not a typical Halloween candy. But Three Musketeers,
well, it's definitely
really
100% a typical Halloween candy. It's just, do you want it?
Right. Like, I understood that more than, why was there a ton of Three Musketeers left in the bowl?
It could be because there's not a lot of stuff in it. Like, Snickers has peanuts and caramel.
Right.
All of it.
I don't know. I think they're underrated. And I was a little offended that they were all there.
I haven't had one in a while. Maybe next time I go to the store, I'll get myself one.
Yeah.
Well, does anyone else want to offer up a candy?
Another overrated one, but still divine, is a Milky Way. Well, I love Milky Way.
Isn't the Milky Way just a Snickers without peanuts?
Yeah. But if you're not... Wait, no. Wait, Snickers?
Wait. Snickers has nougat in it, right? How do we not know this?
Yes, it does. Because you just eat it and you don't think about it.
You're right. You're like, oh, peanuts and caramel. And then there's just nougat, like, oh.
Oh, man. But Milky Ways are delicious. I prefer them over the dark chocolate.
Oh, there is
Milky
nougat.
Ways.
Yeah, okay.
I love Milky Ways. But they are, like, one of the most overrated candies, but still, you can never go wrong, though.
See, my thought with them is that they're underrated just because they're like the Snickers younger brother.
Oh.
Are you saying you're underrated compared to Cub?
Are
you
a
Milky Way?
Are you a no-coded message in there? I'm just saying, it's like you strip away parts of a Snickers and you have a Milky Way.
True. Ooh, what about a Milky Way Simply Caramel?
Haven't had it.
Yeah, not sure if I'm familiar.
Whoa, it's just literally just caramel.
But isn't it already caramel?
No, because there's nougat.
You're right. What's happening to me?
Know your candies.
I should have done more research. Eaten all of them beforehand.
Eaten all the candies.
Cub, would you like to offer up one?
I think one of my favorite candies. Well, it is one of my favorite candies. I don't just think it. I know it.
In your heart.
The Zero Bar.
I thought you would say that. The Zero
no
Bar.
No one loves the Zero Bar quite like I do.
I just recently had one. It was at your house. That's the first time I ever had one. I didn't even know what they were, and they're delicious.
Well, and sorry, the only time I ever had one, I think I was like 9, and I didn't like it, and it must have been the almond.
Maybe.
You're just wrong.
Yeah, you're just straight up wrong,
well,
dude.
Well, discuss what it is.
It's just the flavor profile is so delicious. And it's white fudge, which is different.
That is different.
That's true. Not many things have that.
But it's peanut butter, almond, and what else? Just fudge?
Are there Krispies in it?
I can't remember.
And you say it's one of your favorites.
It is, dude.
Do you know what my absolute favorite candy is?
I think.
What?
100
Lay it
grand?
On me. What?
100 grand?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. They had delicious.
I love 100 grands. They've got the Krispies in it and the caramel and then the chocolate. Like, it's how could you go wrong?
I remember one time trick or treating, I got one and I was like, I don't like this. And mom, like, was all mad at me. So I'd like to apologize to whoever that was. I'm sure you're listening right now.
They're like, I gave this kid $100,000 and he was mad about it.
Like 20 years ago.
But they're delicious.
Now what about Twix?
Oh,
gotta love Twix.
God, too.
Okay, so now they do them with the left or the right Twix.
Well, there's no difference, right?
Right. Which one do you take, though?
I just don't think about it, because to me, it's like the worst marketing thing ever.
See, as a left-handed human, I always go for left things. So oh, I now, always take the left.
Now Care's going to make this a handed debate.
Oh, no.
No, but I do. I mean, I always, I'm like, oh, left, that's for me.
I know. Left-handed people had to suffer through scissors and desks.
Desks. Yeah. I just use right-handed scissors with my left hand, and I don't have an issue.
You had to adapt.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
So,
and I have.
True.
I've got another candy bar.
Ooh.
Now, most people don't think of this one, but the Reese's Fast Break.
Those are good.
They're so good.
Can't say that I ever had one.
So, I mean, it's the Reese's peanut butter, whatever it is. I'm sure it's not actually peanut butter. And nougat. That's it.
Well, that sounds really good.
In a bar. I think I'm going to get one before work tomorrow.
I think you should.
They're so good.
The only time I crave peanut butter is a Reese's.
If I
want peanut butter, it is going to be a Reese's cup.
I love Reese's cups.
I usually don't just want peanut butter, but I'm like, oh, I need some peanut butter. It's going to be a Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
I feel some shame in saying this, but my senior year of college, there were days where my lunch was 2 big Reese's cups and a Mountain Dew.
Oh, wow. Lyle.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it was bad, but it was Saint Pina Blast, and it was so good. That's when they had it in stores.
But that doesn't even sound good together.
It was. I can tell you that it was, but I do feel some shame.
Shame.
How about the Almond Joy?
I like Almond Joy. I
love Almond Joys.
Coconut is polarizing, though.
It is. You either love it or hate it.
Yep. I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
I also love the smell of it.
What about Mounds?
I don't go for Mounds mostly because of the dark chocolate and the lack of almond.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, the lack of almond is kind of a plus sometimes.
I want the almond.
I've grown to appreciate the almond, but sometimes you don't want to have to bite through it.
No, I always do. Sometimes you get 2 almonds in it and you're like, oh, man.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
Oh, any other suggestions? Because I'm saving my best for last.
Well, I know yours. So let me see. What else? What about? Okay, so I mean, if you had to choose an M&M, what kind of M&M do you want?
Easy. Crispy.
Well,
crispy.
Crispy. And that's coming from someone who, like, one of my favorite flavors is mint. And there are mint M&Ms.
Well, did you know they have crispy mint M&Ms because I accidentally bought them one day?
I remembered it as I was saying that.
It's crispy, but it's also mint.
That's a game changer. Man.
That is.
But remember, at Nan and Pup McKay's, they always had peanut M&Ms, and you would always just constantly get handfuls.
Just get a bowl of it. I remember once, too, for my birthday, they just got me one of the big bags of it. I was like, oh, yeah. Because you can never go wrong with peanut M&Ms.
I buy the shareable crispy M&Ms. Do you think I share them with anyone? No, I eat them all.
The shareable sizes are still really small.
The shareable size is just a suggestion.
Right. This is not a candy, but I thought about it because I was at Sheetz today and I did see a shareable M&M, and it reminded me of something else I got at Sheetz once. Flips White Fudge Pretzels.
Ooh. Flips are good, man.
Can we call it a candy? Fudge.
It's not a candy, but it's divine.
Oh, they're so good. I once got a bag before work, and, like, I pretty much ate the whole thing over the night.
Because chocolate covered pretzels are life.
And white chocolate covered pretzels might be better.
I don't know if they're better, but they're just as good.
Cub, any more from your side?
Well, I do. I mean, so we've talked a lot about chocolate, but what about the fruity kind of candies like Skittles?
Yeah, got Skittles are delicious.
With Skittles.
I feel like I disrespected them earlier.
You did disrespect them. You know what I love, though? So a lot of times I don't like when companies change something about something I like.
Mm-hmm.
But they have changed the green in the regular Skittles from lime to green apple, which is delicious. I'm so glad they changed it.
Infinitely better.
So much better.
But
then there's like the different kinds of Skittles.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your favorite type of Skittle? Like, package.
Wildberry.
I think it's Wildberry.
Yeah, gotta go Wildberry.
But I do think the best Skittle flavor is from the tropical Skittles, and it's the banana.
So true.
So good.
Mm.
But I would rather, I think if you were like, here's a pack of Skittles, I would take the Wildberry.
What are the purple and the Wildberry? Isn't it like raspberry?
I think so.
So good.
Oh, might be, yeah.
Raspberry is like the best flavor, so.
But Starburst, also a good fruit candy.
Oh, man. Definitely. Today, because there's a package, or not a package, a bucket of candy at work. Mm-hmm. Half of it was filled by me, but the other half was filled by a couple other people. And there's Starburst in there, and it's the two packs. I took one today, both pink.
Aww.
Yeah.
Because the only ones worth eating are the pink and red.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you get like yellow and orange, you have to get another pack because who wants to just settle for those?
Right. Like you can live with getting a pack and having an orange in there if you also get like a pink.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you get two oranges, just give up.
Just give up. That's my candy theory, is that the last to go are always the orange and the yellow.
Which is sometimes why I eat them first, so then the good flavors are left later.
Yeah.
Also, non-chocolate candy.
Yes.
Twizzlers.
Oh, yeah.
How did we forget
that? Who doesn't love Twizzlers?
I adore Twizzlers, but what's your favorite? So our mom is in love with the strawberry Twizzlers, just the regular like, Twizzlers. No pull and peel, because they don't sell them for some reason. Just the regular, probably original Twizzler.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's cherry pull and peel.
Mine might be the cherry bites.
Hmm. They taste different.
They do.
They shouldn't, but they do.
Somehow they do. But I do have a question, speaking of tasting different.
Ooh.
Why do the individually packaged Twizzlers that you get like at Halloween or whatever taste different from the regular Twizzlers in a big pack?
I don't know, but they do.
Great question.
But they're actually better. I like the individually packaged ones better than just from the package of Twizzlers.
I have to disagree.
Cub, which Twizzler?
The big pack.
The regular? That's your favorite?
Yep. Yeah.
Out of all Twizzlers? Cherry Bites.
I do love pull and peel, to be honest.
They're fun.
I like to tie them, like pull one up and then tie it into a knot.
Sometimes I braid them.
Yeah, they're just fun. There's also grape pull and peel, though.
No.
Watermelon pull and peel? Dude. That's a thing, right?
Yes.
I'm not just making it up.
No, watermelon is delicious.
And then in the regular kind, they have chocolate, which is black.
Ooh, black licorice, though.
I hate black licorice.
Delicious. Black licorice and black jelly beans?
Oh no.
So in, dude.
So you're the good and plenty people?
Yep.
Oh, I love good and plenty. I could eat like a whole box right now.
I like how I said that as if it was a surprise, but like I knew you guys. I couldn't remember if Cub did, but I know Care does.
Yep, definitely.
And sometimes I bite the candy off of the shell. And then I just eat the inside.
Yeah.
I do that with a lot of candy.
Man, speaking of black licorice and then going into jelly beans, Nerds jelly beans.
Mm.
One of the greatest. Nerds. They're usually an Easter candy.
Yeah. Best of both worlds. Jelly beans, mm-hmm. Nerds, and the watermelon. They're
slightly sour, yeah. Didn't they get rid of those? The green ones?
They did, but the pink is just as good.
Yeah, and the grape are pretty good.
Yeah.
But then there's orange and yellow.
They're still good, though, in the Nerds jelly bean form.
Yeah.
But also
not
just
as good, but
regular jelly beans. Jelly beans are just one of my weaknesses. Like, if you set a bag of jelly beans in front of me, I will devour it.
Oh, same.
Any size. Like, it will be gone.
Oh, what about Jelly Belly?
Oh, Jelly Belly pear jelly beans.
No.
Delicious.
They're the worst. Like, it's the same reason that you think they're the best.
They taste like pears.
They actually taste like a pear.
Mm.
And I don't eat pears, one, because they're gross, and two, because someone fed it to me once and told me it was an apple.
I wonder who that was.
Not me.
It's always gum. So, and also, my favorite Jelly Belly is the Dr. Pepper one.
No.
Dr. Pepper seems to be a good flavor. Like, Sheetz has Dr. Pepper barbecue wings, and those are amazing.
Those sound really good.
Have you ever had them?
Never, dude.
Well, you need to go get them.
Get them right now.
I should.
Sheetz is like a go-to now for me, especially since I discovered that they have Mountain Dew Pitch Black on tap.
on tap.
I know. And one called Goji Citrus Strawberry. It's amazing.
I still have to try that one.
Yeah, it's so good.
We know Lyle's love of Dew.
Yeah, yep. I could do a whole episode on like ranking them, and maybe someday I will.
You should.
But I want to bring this back to my favorite candy.
I know
Kara
what
it
knows
is. It already. The Kit Kat.
Oh.
Kit Kat.
How does that make you feel?
So good.
You can never be sad with a Kit Kat.
No. So.
Even better are the king size where there's 8 in there.
No, the absolute best is when it's just a single bar, like a giant bar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel so fat, but also amazing when I get a king size one and there's 8. I'm just like, oh, yeah.
So
one of my friends got me a bag of like the 2-packs for my birthday. And I would walk by and be like, oh, grab 3 at a time.
Gotta have a Kit Kat.
Got to.
They're so good. The white ones are good. I prefer just the regular ones.
White chocolate is hit or miss.
I love
white chocolate. Well, it's like cookies and cream white chocolate bars. Delicious.
That was always Cub's favorite.
Yep.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Zero bar.
Always love the zero bar.
So does anyone else have any more candies to add?
I mean, I was definitely thinking of the Carmellos.
Ooh.
It's just little nubs full of caramel, and like, how why wouldn't you like that?
Good question.
I cannot think of any like major ones that we missed.
Heath.
Heath
bars.
Hard to eat though.
Yeah, they kind of hurt your jaw sometimes, like if you're going to eat the whole bar. But, Heath cookies at Christmas. Yeah. Those are coming.
Speaking of the Heath cookies, so Care bakes the Heath cookies. My job is to break up the Heath pieces. We literally get Heath bars and I have to, like, crunch it up.
That's your job.
Do I have to do that again this year? Don't you have a food processor?
I do, but I want you to work for it.
Oh, yeah.
My reward is usually one of the leftover Heath bars.
Oh, Heath is delicious. It's so good.
It is.
It's crunchy. It's like a nice butter toffee. Mm-hmm. Mm.
They're delicious.
English toffee? Whatever.
Well, I mean, toffee, but, you know, isn't it just all the same?
Yeah.
Somewhere a toffee maker is like cringing.
They're like, no.
Sorry to the toffee crowd.
Yep.
All right, but I think that's all we got for candy. So I will say for my final answer, Kit Kat, Big Cat,
100 grand,
zero bar,
all right. Good choices.
Hit us up. Let us know what your favorite candy is. And also, taking it back to There Was an Incident, let us know if you and your siblings or cousins or friends ever did anything as dumb as we did.
Please do.
Probably not.
All right. So, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.